Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of the Engage to Flourish podcast. This is Damon, and I'm just excited because we get a chance to bring back one of our normal regulars, and it was good that he preached this past Sunday, and afterwards he's like, hey, if you need someone to come on the podcast, I'm willing and available. And I was like, yes. It's been too long since he's been on, so welcome back, Brett. Welcome back, Brett.
Thanks for having me. Yeah, I really liked some of those times when the speakers would come on afterwards, just because, you know, they're the ones that are most connected to the message that mm-hmm. was just given. And then also a lot of them were able to go deeper or, you know, talk about things that were closely related to it. So I always appreciated that. And so I was like, you know what, I'm used to, or maybe not recently, but I have been used to being on the podcast. So if Damon wants to record something, that's not a problem for me.
Well, you're always welcome to come on the podcast. I always enjoy our conversations together. And, you know, I guess to get started, like, is there anything that you wanted to expand on or something that you felt like you didn't have time for in your message that we could kick it off with? I know there's some other things that we wanted to talk about in a little bit, but mm-hmm. wanted to get it kicked off with the message.
Well, for sure, it's funny. I kind of go over it with Brittany mm-hmm. before I speak, just because I'm still learning to find my voice and my style. And so sometimes I'm like, the way that I'm going, like, does this make sense? And so she doesn't necessarily know how I'm going to get there, but she knows certain things I'm going to talk about. And so one of them was like, oh yeah, like, I want to recognize my youth leaders. And so I want to like call them out and, you know, give them some recognition. And so obviously if you were there, I didn't do that because I was too caught up in making a joke with Trish about her announcements. And so I glazed right over it. And Brittany afterwards was like, Brett, you didn't recognize your youth leaders. And I was like, oh my gosh, you're right. And so hopefully maybe they're listening to podcast. If not, they will get recognized in the future. But I do want to shout out Olivia and Dawn. I want to shout out the spouses too, Tommy and Rihanna, Julie and Chris, Brandon Hojo, Brandon Lee, he's a newer helper, Matt DeGucci, Ashlyn, just anybody that has helped me in this season of leading youth, and their families too, for allowing them the time away from, you know, being at home mm-hmm. and pouring into our youth, and especially Brittany. You know, I know for her it was a little difficult finding like her place. Like, well, I want to support you, but I also don't want to just be there and seem like I'm a leader if I'm not. And just a weird headspace for her, but I think she's embraced like the relationship she has mm-hmm. with especially a lot of the girls and the guys too, but helping with worship, helping with snacks, and just having fun with them. They definitely like her more than me. And so,
which one of the youth actually told you that this week?
to my face. That's how I know the youth are comfortable with me, or maybe they're just used to me being around now, that I get all the digs. And I think this is the most I've been made fun of since I was back in high school. So it's bringing me back. But I wanted to just share my appreciation to all my leaders, because I know how much of a heart they have. Oh, Garrett too. I can't forget Garrett. He's been, you know, doing a lot. And so they have poured a lot into it and make a lot of what we do possible. Mm. And so I know a lot of times I may be the one leading, but really I think they have some of the greatest impact, because they are like the special voice, mm-hmm. the special like Navy SEAL person that comes in and like is able to make an impact even in a shorter amount of time. And so I love serving with them. It's been an honor for me to get to serve with a lot of these people. And so I know there'll be some changes. And so there's a part of me that's a little sad about that, but I'm also excited for who God will bring next and being able to raise up a next set of leaders. And I know these current leaders are invested in helping with that too. So that makes me excited.
Yeah, as you're sharing a little bit about during this season, you're trying to find your voice and your style mm-hmm. of preaching. You know, I did feel like there was something different. And I shared this with you afterwards, like just the level of your conviction in what you were talking about was just like very evident that, you know, this is not just something, I mean, you always say it, not just something you talk about, but you live it, you're about it, right? And so for this topic, we could tell that you're with the youth have been talking about this for a while, and just the conviction that you have behind it. So yeah, I just like, whoa, like right away I could feel like there was this different, your presence was different, your conviction about the topic. So yeah, it was impressive.
Yeah. I mean, I think one thing too is, and you probably can understand this because you've spoken way more times than I have, and you do it on an even more regular basis. But after you kind of do it, it doesn't become as much of a big deal. Mm-hmm. And not that it isn't a big deal, but it's not like this built-up thing where it's like, oh my gosh, I'm going to fail. Mm-hmm. Right? You get desensitized to it in a way where you're like, okay, like I know it's important, but like God's just going to do what he's going to do. And so I can just only do my best to present what he's put on my heart or the things that he's guiding us in and just kind of leaving it out there. And so I think, you know, with going back to school, with having a couple more reps under my belt and and trying it in different styles, helps just with like, okay, like I think, so a little bit behind the scenes, it's been hard for me to prep in terms of like, there's a lot of stuff I know I want to say, but like getting it down on paper so that I don't just go off on these crazy tangents. Mm-hmm. And so I've been working on like not having it scripted, but still like got to make sure you're able to guide or lead and speak in a way that people can follow you.
Keep it a little tight.
Yeah, because I can go on. Sometimes Brittany's like, but anyways, it's been hard for me to do that. And I've even texted you like, hey, I'm having a hard time like just getting it down, but I know it's all in there.
Yeah.
In certain ways that adds a little stress to me, but I think reflecting on it, there's a part of it that like is helping me. And I don't want to make it sound like I'm going up there with nothing, but like it's helping me just go up there and like talk. And so maybe some of that presence is part of that too, of like, I'm not trying to make it a presentation or like a TED talk. It's like Pastor Barry has encouraged me of like creating almost like this atmosphere as if you're having a dialogue or a conversation with them. And like, cause preaching is different than teaching. And I've had a hard time of like in my preparation, am I coming off as like I'm trying to teach something or am I like speaking to people? And so it takes me a decent amount of effort and intentionality to kind of switch modes, because with the youth a lot of it is teaching and walking with them and things. And so I think because I've been doing that for quite a while now, that's kind of like my default. And so it's like, okay, how do I have it more of a talking to people and whatnot, and even incorporating that with the youth too. So I appreciate your feedback, and just part of the process, I guess, in quote unquote getting better at it.
So the topic that he talked about this past Sunday was being known, being seen, and being heard by God. And I know that that's been something that has been talked about in around my house a lot for the past few months, because now that I have two kids that are in Forge and Magnetic, you know, it's something that is, they're talking about all the time. And so, yeah, I just wanted to give you a chance to kind of go a little bit deeper on some of those things, and then to share a little bit about the ways that you have seen this theme and this topic impact the youth. Because I know you guys have been talking about it for a while, and you know, now that we're in summertime too, you guys have been having a lot more activities. So I think this is a good opportunity to just to share with our congregation some of the things that have been going on with the youth, and you know, to hear from you, especially straight from the guy that's leading it. And I'm excited to hear some stories too.
Yeah, I'm surprised at how long this theme went, but I never felt like you got to change it up. And so I give the youth credit in being engaged with it for so long. Because I think we essentially, like, this whole calendar year has been that.
Yeah, it's funny because it's actually this morning. So Dylan was in Magnetic on Sunday, and then he was like, oh, I want to hear Pastor or Uncle Brett's message. So he listened to it. And then afterwards he's like, okay, I wonder if that means that we're done now, because now that he's preached on it, are we going to move on to a different theme now?
That's so funny, because I told them like twice, like we're wrapping it up, and then I think it went two more weeks. And so I think we are officially done with it, but I think, well, okay. One, I think a huge part of it has been, okay, maybe two reasons. Just the so many new faces that we've had, whether it's people who are newly committed to our church, to people who, it's been amazing to see how many visitors we've had at youth group. And even on Sunday mornings, there's been visitors. And so for me and our leaders, like, it got to the point where I had to tell them, like, hey, we have to switch, like, not fully how we've been doing things, but we have to switch our mindsets and our awareness and intentionality, because, you know, your daughter is one that has brought quite a bit of friends, right? And I think it's, I feel so special that she, at Friday nights, I'm typically sitting there getting things ready, and I see her walk in with a friend, and, you know, I don't bum rush them and get all in their face. But, you know, she will, I could see her smiling at me, because it's like, I'm like, Karis, you brought somebody else? And she'll come and introduce me. And I always try to, you know, without making a big deal about, but even like whispering to her, like mouthing to her, like, have they been to church before? Mm-hmm. Sometimes she'll be like, no, or she'll be like, yeah. And so my heart has been, if this youth or friend or visitor, if this is their only time that they ever get a chance to have an experience with God or a Christian community, not that I want them to remember it as in like, oh, he was so cool or they were so good, but just that God would work in helping plant a seed. And I know a big way in doing that is to make somebody feel known, heard, and seen. And so with the people who have recently committed and the kids that have been there their whole life, okay, how do we have a unified youth group? How do we get to know people to make them feel like they have been a part of this for longer than they have? How do we not alienate them that they didn't grow up with you? How do we welcome new people who maybe are here just once in a while? And I'm so glad that and thankful that our youth are so good about that and they're so relational. But still, in the context of getting to know Jesus and learn more about him, it's like, how do you do it amidst that context? Because when it's fun and games and they're playing board games, they're so good at that. But how do you walk with each other in different spiritual backgrounds and some people never hearing about God before, right? And so the things that we're teaching and they're talking about, you can't just assume they understand or know or they have any idea what you're talking about. And so I think there's been a shift just where the youth is at as a whole with the benefits of having a space and being able to bring back youth group and to have it open and fun and invite your friends. It's like, okay, you also have to be prepared for that. And as much as the leaders, we've had to shift and prepare ourselves for that. You know, my heart is also to prepare the youth for that, because they can learn and, you know, they only spend a little bit of time with us on Sundays and on Fridays, but they can help make people feel known, seen, and heard wherever they are. And so part of my equipping is always beyond the doors of what we're doing in youth, right? And building upon the tradition and the unity and the closeness and the welcoming that has been established within Magnetic and our youth, and building on top of that to now where we have all these visitors. It's like, okay, how do we ingratiate everybody? Mm-hmm. How do we make this a win for everybody? And so I think that's why this theme personally has felt so important, but also I think just for the season that we're in as a church and our youth body, it's like, yeah, this is going to help us in the long run. Mm-hmm. This is going to help continue that culture to for people who haven't been with us since the beginning. Mm-hmm. And so that's a kind of more deeper thought out why, mm-hmm. why this theme and why take it so long.
Yeah, and it's been really cool. You know, I'm the one that's generally driving Karis and her friends to and from First Friday. So, you know, a lot of times in the car, I'll ask them like, oh, what'd you guys learn today? Or what'd you guys talk about? And a lot of times the friends come back and they're like, oh, someone had a word for me, or I had a word for someone, or like, oh, that was, I felt really good at this church. Like my family's been kind of looking for a new church and I could totally see us coming here, or just different things like that where they felt very welcome. And really, it felt like they felt seen. They felt like they had a voice in this place. Like one of them, it's their first time at church. Like someone had a word for me and I felt like I had a word for them too. It was like,
yeah, oh. I was like, that was crazy. Afterwards, I was like, oh, has she been to church here? Like, she's never. And I'm like, what? Like, that was a very clear and specific word, and she did not know that person.
So I feel like the things that you guys have been talking about, it's not just, like you said, it's not just talking about it, but you're actually giving them opportunities to experience it during that time too. So it's not just, oh, they're hearing a lesson and that's it. It's like, oh, no, they're actually hearing the lesson and then they're given opportunities to step into it, to experience it, to practice it. And so it's like, oh, there's more reality to it than just, oh, it's just something for my head, right? And I've been able to see that in, you know, Karis's friends that aren't regular attenders to our church, but they come back and something amazing happens.
Yeah, and you know, to be honest, some of it is, I don't want to say forced as in it's not something I or our leadership team wanted to do, but when I saw, I mean, there was just one week where I was like, there's a ton of people here that are like relatively new. And so it was like, I'm not forced to do it, but kind of like, okay, it's almost like, okay, you can continue with the agenda and what you have planned and what have you thought out and oh, I think this is going to be so good and we can do da 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 da. And then you're kind of met with this moment where I feel like God is opening a door and you don't know what that's going to lead to or how that's going to impact these other kids. And so it's kind of like, well, what are you going to do? And again, I didn't feel forced, but I'm almost like, no, well, we have to, like, I'm not going to try to leave people behind. So like, we're going to shift. We're going to make things work and trust that God provided this opportunity. And so, some of it definitely has been a huge growth opportunity for me too, because not that it wasn't on my radar, but it's just kind of been the same for so long that it's like, okay, one person who's kind of new or whatever, but then it's like this consistent, it's like, oh no, how are you going to steward this? And that's why I feel like God was asking me, how are you going to steward this? Yeah. And it's like, okay, no, okay, we can, I got it, God, we're going to shift, we're going to, I feel like it's important for us to not turn our back on anything that we've been doing, but we got to open it up more. We got to open things up more and just trust. Okay, thank you for the opportunity that we get to serve these kids that even don't know you.
Yeah, and I really like how you were talking about this theme being known, seen, and heard by God. It's like, that's something that they can take anywhere, right? It's not something that, oh, you have to go to church to be able to do that, but we can help make other people seen, known, and heard wherever we go. And, you know, a big part of your message this past Sunday was on the Great our Commission, right? I was like jumping around. I was like, Ten Commandments, Great Commission. Yeah. Like, okay, they still both commission. Are come. Like, okay. The Great Commission, right? So you were talking about the Great Commission and, you know, you gave a really good description about how, you know, when we read it, a lot of times we think we have to go somewhere, right? Mm-hmm. But then you're like, oh, no, actually, it's more like you go, girl, right? Like,
yeah.
And another way that I've heard it preached on in that with the Great Commission was, you know, in your going is a different translation for that. Mm. Instead of go, it's like in your going. Mm-hmm. So it's like mm-hmm. wherever you go, mm-hmm. it's not just like, oh, you have to go out to Kenya or you have to go out to Cambodia or you have to go to a foreign country. And it's not excluding that.
Yes.
But it's saying like just wherever you go, mm-hmm. like you can. And then the ways that they say, because it goes like baptize and teach, right? It's mm-hmm. like, okay, well, you can baptize. It's like, what is baptism? It's like immersing them, right? It's like you can immerse people in this reality mm-hmm. of being seen, known, and heard by God, mm-hmm. right? You can mm-hmm. immerse them in this reality of the risen Christ
yes.
in your life, right? And you can teach them the things that Jesus has taught, right? And so it's like, oh, that's an interesting dynamic. And so I'm glad you called that out in your message, that it's not just we have to go somewhere, but it's you can do that where you're at, right? Mm-hmm. And so that's been one of the cool things for me, like with Karis too. It's like she just wants to invite her friends to something she's already doing, right? Mm-hmm. And it's like there's not a these are my church friends and these are my school friends. Like, no, I want my friends to be my friends, and I'll bring them to the thing that I care about, and which is, you know, bringing them to church and, you know, introducing them to her friend Jesus.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. No, I really like how you said that in immersing people, and it is in your going, like it's wherever you are, mm-hmm. and it's not based on your calling in a specific sense of, oh, I'm called to go to this place. But as believers, we're all called mm-hmm. in our going to do that. And so, you know, I felt like speaking on it, one, because it is a message that I gave the youth. But also, you know, it's something that has been convicting for me personally. Mm. Just in that mind frame, like part of it is helping me turn on like Holy Spirit lens wherever I'm at. Like, cause sometimes you're like, it can be hard to be like, okay, God, what are you doing? Like, or help me to see what you're doing here. Or that might not be as easy of a natural place to get to when you're just out in public or you're doing a daily routine. But really when I was, on my trip with Brittany in Japan, mm-hmm. I could feel the stark difference of like being in relationship and feeling seen, heard, and known. Mm. Like I guess maybe being a visitor or traveler or someone from a foreign place, you do kind of have a couple degree separation to see everything. Mm-hmm. But I think even in that, like the amount of times in politeness and respect that I was like seen, I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. But mm-hmm. then there was this thing of like, oh, how am I doing that to them? Like in their homeland, mm-hmm. like even though I'm a visitor, like, and so then it like got me like thinking about all these things and really shifted my mind of like, oh, I can make them even feel known, heard, and mm-hmm. seen in their homeland. And I saw ways where it's like, oh, they lack a certain level of connection. Mm-hmm. They lack like in their orderliness, in their organization and politeness and respect, like it almost creates like a maybe the cultural thing is kind of like a false harmony almost, mm-hmm. right? And it doesn't come out in a negative way, but I was like, I could sense this separation and mm-hmm. almost like dryness where it's like, it's polite, but it's not really always warm. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, well, I kind of want to break that. Mm-hmm. And so I told Brittany, like, let's just like talk to, like, even though it was hard because some of them spoke English and we don't, I mean, yeah, they looked at me like, you don't speak Japanese? I'm like, I'm sorry. Hirata-san, you don't speak Japanese? I'm like, no, I'm sorry. But it was like, let's make them feel like in that moment that we get to spend time with them, whether it's the cash register at Nike to the guy at the matcha store to these kids that asked to interview us, like give them our time and make them feel known, heard, and seen. And I was like, that is a way to turn on your Holy Spirit lens without like, okay, God, show me what it's just like the person that's in front of you. Like, I don't want to say this lightly, but like be Jesus to them. Right? So to sit with them, to talk with them, to listen to them, to encourage them, to like all of those things, it's like be Jesus to them. And I was just like, okay, like I can do that. Sometimes there's other things where I'm like, I don't think I can do that. But that one's like, I can do that. And so in my own personal conviction, I'm like, and knowing that that's a strength of our church's relationship, I'm like, we can do that. And so that's part of why I was like, I think I want to speak on this because it's something that I know that we're good at and we can do and people have experienced it, but can we individually and collectively do it wherever we are?
Yeah, it's interesting that you talk about it in that sense of like, this is something that we can do because our church is in a season of things like healing service or some of these more miraculous things, right? And gifts of the Spirit. And it's like, oh, sometimes that can feel like, oh man, I don't know if that's for me, or I don't know if I can do that, or I don't know if I'm ready for that. But what you're saying is like, no, there's are certain things that Jesus did that we can definitely do. Like we can listen.
And I didn't get the chance to listen to the most previous podcast with Tony. I actually listened to it yesterday and I felt very affirmed, even though it was after I listened to it after and he had that podcast before I spoke. His encouragement to our church and people were, you don't know what you saying hi or greeting someone or smiling, what that's going to do. That to me, I'm like, that's it too. That's a part of making people feel known, heard, and seen is that person recognized me. That person like remembered that I was here or like said hi. You know, like you don't know how that's gonna work or the impact that's gonna have. Yeah, it might be different than a healing service like you said or some of these other activities, but I think part of those things also help build us if we feel like we're not there yet to get to those places. How are you gonna expect yourself to kind of pray for your healing for someone if it's hard for you to just say hi to someone you don't know or smile or listen to somebody, you know, like that's kind of a big jump. And so I feel like it's just a small way that we can step into helping people experience the mission of our church, helping them experience Jesus or whatever it might be.
Yeah. And I like the focus of this theme, the seen, known, heard. Order's probably not right.
That's okay.
Known, seen, heard, but really it's like, it starts with us and God first, right? Cause it's like, how can we do that for someone else when we don't even feel like that for ourselves?
Exactly.
Right? And so the way that you've been going about it is like, first we need to be able to know that we are known, seen, and heard by the Lord. And then we can be that for someone else. So it's not just like, you need to go do this. It's like, no, you need to experience this first and then you can do that.
Because two, it's like the point of doing it is in the way or as a reflection of God doing it. It's not in your own whatever doing it, because how many times in relationship do we mess up because we're acting out of our flesh or a reaction or whatever it is, right? But in experiencing being known by God, being heard by God, that deepens not only your relationship with God, but I think your understanding of who he is and the outflow of his character into yours. Like that's how we are partially transformed spiritually. And then out of that place to operate, it comes naturally or just, it just comes out because that's the ways that God is working in us. And so, yeah, even with the youth, it's like, hey guys, we got to practice this. We're going to be going over this and I'm teaching it, but we got to practice it. I have to practice it. So we're going to sit with God right now. Okay, God, how do you see me? If you're having a hard time, Pastor Barry always says in God's word, there are in red letters when Jesus is talking, what does it say? Okay, then you're hearing from him because that's what his word is saying to you. So at a baseline, you can always go back to a Bible verse. But then after that, it's like, you know, some of you share like, this is really random and I don't know if it makes sense, but this is what I feel like how he sees me. Okay, cool. It doesn't have to always be a mind-blowing thing. It doesn't have to be something crazy. It could be something that you don't even understand yet. Mm-hmm. But just getting in the practice of doing that is going to allow you to step into that with other people. And so, yeah, a lot of times throughout this series, it was the youth practicing it. It was us practicing it with the Lord. It was mm-hmm. practicing, okay, can we get a word from the Lord? So it's not just me complimenting you, but speaking life into you. It's, what's the difference between how do you see me? And you might say, you're tall or you're smart or you're funny or I think I like the way your hair is today. Okay, that is seeing somebody, but God looks at the heart. So how are we able to take that lens and look at people, right? And so there's all these things where it does stem from that relationship with the mm-hmm. Lord first. And you do have to practice it. There does take your effort and part in it to meet God and partner with him in it, and recognizing how he works and moves and speaks to you so that then you are empowered to go do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think for a lot of times, especially the way that our world is, right, we see each other by what we do, and that's an area that causes a lot of the brokenness. It's just because, you know, people are evaluated or seen for the things that they do, and it puts a lot of pressure, like we have to succeed, we have to perform, we have to do all these things. But then what happens when we don't, or what happens when something doesn't go the way we make a mistake or things like that? And that's where it's important for us to be known, seen, and heard by the Lord, because he doesn't just see us for what we do. He sees us for who we are.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And our being and our doing are separate. Mm-hmm. And so that's where we can be made whole, because really, he loves us for that, not for the things that we do, right? But it's when we get into this mindset of like, oh, people are going to like me if I do this, and they're not going to like me if I do that. Those are some of the things in the mindsets that cause the brokenness in us.
Mm-hmm. And I think with the known, heard, and seen, when I just like how simple that is, like to talk about, but I know when I speak about it or go over it thematically, I emphasize to the youth, it's being like fully known, like fully heard, right? Because sometimes you're like, yeah, I know God hears me. But do you know that like he fully hears you, like everything? Okay, yeah, God knows what I'm going through. Or even for myself, like the testimony I shared, like there's times where I'm like, it feels like he doesn't. Mm-hmm. But the truth of the matter is, no, he fully does. And so in that, I do feel like there's also this knowing aspect where a lot of times in today's climate and with the internet and how fast everything is at our phone, it's like anyone could quote unquote know a lot. Mm-hmm. Right? How quick it is to, oh, let me just ask chat real quick. Let me just look it up real quick. Right. And then it's like we deem that as, oh, we know. Right. You ask me about, I don't know, one of the youth were asking me, what's the population of this place? I don't actually know it, but because I'm able to look it up real quick, right?
Yeah.
Then it almost makes me feel like, oh, I know how many people there are. And I think because of that, there's almost this false sense of knowing. Mm. Because do you really know it, or is it just easy at your disposal, right? That now your phone or the internet is almost like an extension of you. Mm-hmm. And so whatever I look up, whatever, it's like, oh, that's what I know. Like, I know this. Right, I joke with some of the young adults or people that when I first was with the youth, right, they were like, oh, Uncle Britt, you play basketball? And I'm like, yeah, I play basketball. Oh, they're like, oh, yeah, I do too. And I'm like, do you really play basketball, or do you just like play basketball? They're like, no, I know how to play. I know how to play. I'm like,
you a hooper?
Yeah, do you really know how to play? And they're like, no, right? And so I could feel a certain type of way of like, okay, you guys have never really played like in a league or for school. And so you do play, but then there's a deeper level of knowing basketball, right? And then I listen to these podcasts, and then there's these NBA guys that are like, oh yeah, all these people who have only played in high school or they think they know ball, but you don't know it until you play it at the highest level. Mm-hmm. And so I don't respect, you don't really know ball. So in the same way that I might look at one of our youth who say they play, right? So it's like, even in that depth of knowing, there's a greater depth that we can reach. And so in the same way with God, it's like, okay, yeah, we can look up the Bible verse real quick and da 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 da. Okay, but do we know his character or why? Mm-hmm. Do we know his, like there's another step deeper that's more ingratiated, I think, in deep within our hearts and in our souls and in our spirits. And it's like, I want us to get to those places where it's like, no, you know that you know that you know. Mm-hmm. That even if something in life or somebody else or whatever tries to sway you and knock you off or distract you, it's not like, oh yeah, that's right, that could be right. I don't know why I know it. It's like, no, I have a deep understanding of knowing fully who God is. Or maybe not fully, but like, I have a deep understanding and I know that he fully knows me. Mm-hmm. And so like, you're rock solid. Mm-hmm. And so I think at the end of the day, at the deepest place, that's my heart.
Yeah. And okay. So in the fall, we're going to, as a church, go through a series on the book of Daniel. Mm-hmm. So Pastor Barry asked me if I could speak on a regular Sunday. So not nice. Just multi-gen. So I'm speaking on one of the chapters. And so I've been kind of doing some research and looking through it. Right. And it's like, man, like how much did Daniel have to, and his friends have to know the Lord when these situations arise, that it's like, you're going to die if you don't do it the king's way. Mm. But the king's way is not the same as God's way. So you have to make a choice. Which one are you going to choose? Are you going to choose the way of your God, or are you going to choose the way that the king wants you to go? Right? And so for all of them to choose, like, okay, we're going to choose God's way. Like, how deep does that knowing have to be for you to choose that, right? Because it's like, you're going to die.
Yeah.
You're going to be thrown in the fire, or you're going to be thrown in the lion's den, right? Like, you're going to die if this doesn't happen. If you don't choose to a different way than you're going right now. So I mean I'm just kind of glancing over it, but just how deep does that knowing have to be for you to choose that?
It's, I mean, not to be all doomsday or whatever, but I think there is something in the back of my mind. It's like, at some point in life, you're gonna have to take a stand. Like, at some point, a line will be drawn. And for myself personally, and my hope for the youth and our church family and just all my loved ones and friends and just everybody, is that it might be scary, it might be hard. And so, and I don't say it just flippantly, but like I just hope and want to be, even for myself, confident enough to know and to be known that I'm going to be able to take that stand. Because when it comes to then sacrificing what you believe, or, you know, you don't want to sacrifice your morals and sacrifice your beliefs, because that's when, I mean, it shows what kind of ground you're standing on, right? And so, yeah, I think in the big picture, there's some of that, of just like, at some point there's going to be a line, and I hope that in my best discernment and in what I know, I can be standing on the side where God's like, well done, my good and faithful servant, right?
Yeah, one thing my high school basketball coach used to always say is like, you know your true character when adversity comes.
Oh, for sure.
That's when it's revealed, right? And so when adversity comes, that's when you really know what you believe or what you're willing to stand for. It's easy to say that when everything's going easy or going the way that you want it, but it's what happens when you're faced with that adversity. So I really appreciate that you're taking this direction with our youth. I mean, it's definitely making an impact in my family with my kids. So I'm very thankful that you have decided to go down this road, because, you know, like, as a father, it's like, man, I want them to know the Lord, not just, okay, we know the right things, we know the right answers, but it's like, no, I want them to know the Lord, right? And to have a full a fuller knowledge, because, you know, it's like God is so big, we can't say we fully know him, right? But a knowledge where it's like, I'm hungry for him, and I know that he's just so big that it's just going to be this journey of me knowing him more and more each day, right? Mm-hmm. And that there's no end to how much we can know of the Lord. Mm-hmm. It's like, that would be awesome as a father, right? And so I'm just so thankful that you're going down this road with our kids. But on that too, I want to hear some more stories about some of the things that you guys have been doing with the youth. And, you know, I know there isn't always opportunities to share with our congregation, mm-hmm. you know, especially ones that don't have kids in the youth, what's been going on. But I know that the summer has been pretty busy. You guys have been doing a lot. So I wanted to use this as an opportunity for you to kind of share some of the things that you've been doing. And
The youth themselves planning different things. And then Jerry has done an awesome job of organizing different events and just time outside of church and outside of youth group to hang out. And I think that's only helped impact the times that we do also get together when we meet for church stuff. But we had like a guys and girls night where one night the guys cooked for the girls and the girls got to go do an activity and then vice versa. And so, I mean, when they get to be silly or just have fun with each other, it's always a good time. But I'm really appreciating one another and showing that through an act of service, I think was really cool. A lot of laughs. I know that they've had like times to play games. So like, you know, board games, they like playing different types of games, even sports outside. I know we had some birthday parties, grad parties that, you know, people showed up to and supported and just celebrated each other, which is so awesome to see. And then we have even more stuff coming up, even in like ways that they're serving together. There's going to be a full middle school and high school retreat coming up. There's just a bunch of outings that are taking place. They're going to serve together at the kids camp. So there's just, in the direction that our church is going, there's just a lot more opportunities and summer filled time to do stuff outside of Sunday and Friday night. Mm-hmm. And so, even with Friday night, it's become a time for them to get to do stuff with each other, mm-hmm. go get boba, go hang out, go eat, go play games and enjoy each other's company. And so,
You guys opened up a can of worms with the boba thing.
I know. Boba is their thing, man.
I know some of them are like, first thing, are we getting boba today? Are we going to go get boba today?
Yeah. They're like, do you think we're going to have time to get boba? And I'm like, that is not my focus tonight, but we'll see. I'll have to get back to you on that.
But one of the things that, so I got asked to help chaperone a little bit for the guys' appreciation and the girls' appreciation. And so, you know, I do feel like they did a good job. Mm-hmm. You know, so I did want to shout out the boys that I feel like they did a good job on because they went first, right? So the first night was the boys cooking and appreciating the girls.
Yeah.
Right. And so my job was just to drive, right? So I had to pick up the girls from their hangout. They went shopping and then they came. And just to see the look on the girls' faces and what they were talking about when they walked in to see like, oh, the boys, like they set the tone.
They tried.
Yeah. But they were like, oh, we got to step up our game. Like I think they had their expectations really low, but
fair.
They walked in and they're like, oh, this is not what we were expecting. They did a good job. We got to up our, so they were very attentive and they were paying attention. Cause they were like, we got to outdo this. Cause the boys did a good job, so they set the tone pretty well.
Yeah, the guys, I'll be honest, that type of thing is not their forte. But they tried really hard, and I think they did a good job. And then the girls, they went pretty hard. It was fun. They did a really good job, too, and I think there was a part of them that wanted to, like, quote unquote, do better than
no,
the guys,
they did, but, yeah. For sure. They wanted to do better. But yeah, I mean, the boys set the bar higher so that they'd have to go high to kind of do better.
Yeah, for sure. It's been a fun time, even just to spend more time with them and you know, I've been able to go and support them. Even like, you know, I went to go see your daughter's basketball game. Just do things outside of church too. That's not just like, I think so that they get to see me and I get to see them too outside of the context of mm-hmm. only like teaching or learning and sitting in our youth class or church stuff. But just like, I know a big heart that my wife and I have is like, when we walk with people, it does include, you know, each season highs and lows or if they're going through something, but it's also just like doing life together. Mm-hmm. And so I think there's been a cool aspect of that that's been able to take place more with the youth. And they like to make fun of me, but I'm still cool enough that they want me around some. So,
but I also think that that's something that isn't just part of your job, right? Mm. So it's not something that you just did like, okay, now that I'm in charge of the youth, I'm going to start doing this and going to support them. Like for a lot of the kids, you've been doing that since they were born, you know, like
yeah.
my kids, the Anima kid, like you're going to baseball games, you're going to all these different events, basketball, like it wasn't until, you know, you didn't start when my kids got to Forge a Magnetic to mm-hmm. start coming to stuff, right? Mm-hmm. And so it's just an extension of more who you are and mm. and not just like, okay, I'm doing this as part of my job. And so that's something that I really appreciate too, is like you're living this out, but the context is a little bit broader because mm. you have more kids to walk it out with, but it's not like that was a total shift for mm-hmm. you, mm-hmm. you know, in who you are. It's like, no, I'm just going to, my audience is like a little bit broader that I'm going to go watch or hang out with, spend time with.
Yeah. Jerry had told me like, be careful because once you start serving with them, leading them, like your heart's going to tug and you're going to want to do more and more things. And I was like, I think I'm pretty good, but I could totally see where like, yeah, it doesn't, in no degree do a lot of those things feel like an obligation or like a mm-hmm. job. It is just like, I just see it as like, I enjoy investing mm-hmm. in them. And so if that looks like cheering them on somewhere, sweet. If it looks like teaching them somewhere, sweet. If it looks like just talking and listening to them, like I'm all good for that. And so I have also received so much and mm-hmm. have grown and thankful to them because they don't have to listen to me. Mm-hmm. They don't have to invite me to stuff. They don't have to be there. Okay, maybe sometimes they get forced to be there. But, like, you know, the same ways that I try to open up my life to them, right, they make the decision to do that as well. So I also feel blessed and learn from them as well.
Yeah, so, I mean, I really feel like just this theme of being known, seen, and heard, it is something that's a theme for the youth recently, but it's just an extension of who you are and your heart for them. Like mm. you want each one of them to be known, seen, and heard, for whether sure. it's explicitly said in the theme or that's just part of who you are. Mm-hmm. And so that's something that I really appreciate about you. You know, we always talk about it. You don't just talk about it, but that's really who you are and you live it out. And that's something I really appreciate about you, Brett.
Mm, thanks.
All right. Well, we are running up a little bit on time. So mm-hmm. Is there any last things that you'd like to leave with our listeners before you come on next? Because, yeah, we do need to have you on a little bit more regularly. I know your schedule's kind of busy, but.
Yeah, no, I'll have to figure that out and pop in more and be on. I want to just thank and also encourage the parents. Mm. I know that every situation isn't the same. And I plan on doing something with the parents just so I can spend some time with the parents too. But I want to say explicitly that I do my best to be as aware as I can of all the different dynamics, situations, experiences, family at play that just goes into my heart and planning and discernment in the ways that I am teaching the youth. Mm-hmm. And so it's to make also the youth aware that, you know, oftentimes it seems like we all are just in the same place, mm-hmm. but not everything is the same for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And whether that's a financial situation, whether that's a relationship situation with parents or family, whether that's things that have been experienced in life, trying to help instill in them a perspective that God loves each and every one of us, no matter where we're at, but how do we also walk with each other amidst the different seasons? And so I just want the parents to know that I hope in that way I'm partnering with them, mm-hmm. that I'm thankful that they have trusted me this far mm-hmm. to have a impact or a role in their kid's life. And I know that, you know, it's just a small role, but I take it with a lot of heart and responsibility, and I'm appreciative of the ways that they are raising their kids because they're all such good kids. And so, you know, that even extends to, I think, the leaders and just the rest of our church family, mm-hmm. the ways that our church family has helped make our youth feel known, seen, and heard is so impactful. All the aunties and uncles that they can have, the people that they feel comfortable with and inviting to their parties or want them to be at their events, or the ways that they could feel comfortable enough to talk to them and play games at a board night, like those go a long way. Mm. And so from the parents to the rest of our church members and aunties and uncles and grandma and grandpas and friends, like it is me being able to be with them in front of their face, but you know, it's all of us. It's the whole, it takes a village. And so I'm thankful to be a part of this village and I get to do that. And so, yeah, sometimes I get to reap some of the rewards even that everybody else pours into.
Yep. And you're doing a good job. And I get to say that as someone who has kids in your group. So keep it up. And, you know, we really appreciate the work that you're putting in, Brett, and the ways that you're leading our kids and helping them to know God on a deeper level. So thank you.
You're welcome. I also, you know, it's an extension from you and the leaders that I've had in my life. And so I tell them too, part of it is like, I hope one of you take my spot someday. Like that's part of my heart too, is just that it continues this outpouring. Mm. It's a good reflection to me of like, when God pours into someone and from that overflow, you pour into someone and just continuing that cycle. I really have been blessed by that and know that our youth will be a blessing in the future. And so, yeah, I'm like, if anybody else wants to do this, you let me know. Not because I don't like doing it, but I mean, the more the merrier. And but yeah, as long as God has called me to it, I am so grateful for the opportunity to serve.
All right. Well, thanks again for all you do with our youth, and thanks for coming on the pod. Excited to have you on again in the future. So don't be a stranger. I mean, you're not a stranger, but yeah, don't forget about us.
Are you in the fall? Are you speaking? What month are you speaking on a regular Sunday? Or do you know yet?
I'm pretty sure it's in November.
Is that why you asked me to do the double session that week? Then you don't have to do a double.
Okay. Well, Pastor Barry actually said, "Hey, do you want to do both, or would it be easier if you did one or the other?" And I was like, "Well, it would definitely be easier if I did one." He's like, "Well, do you think you could ask Brett to do multi-gen? I think we should give him a chance to do multi-gen." So Brett will be doing multi-gen that month, and then I'll be doing a regular.
We'll see how that one goes. Last time I did a multi-gen, I was like, oh man, this is a different animal.
Yeah, so it will be different for both of us, because I've gotten into the little bit of a rhythm with the multi-gen, and now it's going to be like, oh, I got to go back to speaking just to the adults.
Mm.
It's a little bit different type of preparation.
Yeah, I'm super looking forward to Tony speaking.
Oh, me too.
And then I'm looking forward to just what our church has next, because I feel like God has been, I don't like roller coasters, but it's just been on that, like, that zoom of, like, we're flying. And I feel like, yeah, just past the half point year in the calendar year, and there's a lot of things coming up. So, yeah, I'm excited and looking forward to a lot of the stuff that we have planned.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to Tony giving the message this coming Sunday also. And, yeah, just getting to spend time with him last week during our podcast recording, but then even afterwards. Mm-hmm. I mean, we ended up talking, I think, for 4.5 hours. But just, like, to get to know him better, it's like, man, the Lord has brought more cool people to our church. I say that all the time, but, like, yeah, just if you haven't had a chance to listen to last week, the last episode, go check it out. You know, and hear about Tony's heart. Yeah, it's just, I'm looking forward to him giving the message this week. So, yeah.
And then you said Richard's going to be on soon, right?
Yeah.
After calling him out, he might go for 2 hours now.
Well, yeah, the first thing he texted me, he's like, bro, I listened to my brother's message or his podcast, and he called me out. So I'm ready.
I was like, that's funny.
All right, Richard, we got you. So that one might release later this week. So we might have 2 episodes this week because he is supposed to come in and record. So yeah, it'll be a good podcast week this week. But it's always a good podcast week when we have one. So yeah. I always enjoy the conversations that we have. But thanks again, Brett, for coming on and sharing a little bit more about what you're doing with our youth and expanding on being seen, known, and heard by the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thanks to all of our listeners out there. Until next time, may you experience God's heart for you to flourish in every season.